Good morning, folks. Welcome back to Russell on the Move. This is Kevin Fields, CEO at LCCC, and just excited to bring you another update, another community affairs update. You know, and I got to kick it off on a high note today, because today marks the first of a series. This is October. We promised that this month would be Economic Mobility Month, and here we are on the first part of a four-part series throughout this month of Economic Mobility Month, October. And so we're just excited to kick it off today and excited to have our special guest in here. First, co-host is in the house. I think he's getting situated. He's working out of the engineer's booth today, so he's an engineer in training over there with Brother Vince. Good morning, Herbert. He ain't got a mic yet. He's getting situated. Brother Vince is plugging him in right now. And so, Herbert, jump in whenever you can. And, you know, I'm really excited to have in the studio with me that LCCC's co-leader of economic mobility. She is leading the charge alongside myself and many others at the agency, but she does head up adult economic mobility work at LCCC, Ms. Zaberia Perrier. Good morning, Zaberia.
Good morning. Thank you for welcoming me back again.
Absolutely. I know you're not a stranger to the show, and I want to thank you for standing in for me a few weeks ago. You and Herbert, and had a great show. I was able to listen to that broadcast, and thank you. And thank you again for spearheading the economic mobility work at LCCC. I know it's more than October. It's year-round. And we've got a lot to unpack throughout the month and throughout the year when it comes to adult services. But our charge is to focus on economic empowerment, which is core to our mission of advancing equity. And we do that with the support of children in mind. You know, our first client is our children of this community, but they're leaders of their families. We call them family leaders at LCCC, are the ones that we know need to be stable and mobile economically, financially, and moving toward wealth. And so this is the month that we celebrate that work, and we got a lot of great things to unpack. But let me just start with just pitching it over to Ms. Zaberia. You know, Zaberia, you've had a great week so far. This week, we kicked off with the Purpose-Driven Developer Academy, and then yesterday's meeting with the Planning Committee for the 7th Annual West Louisville Economic Mobility Summit. And I'm just excited about all the energy that's already in the first week. We just see it and feel it. The vibe is real. So thank you for being here, and good morning.
Good morning. Good morning to everyone. Yes, this week has been nothing short but amazing. We've had a lot of things, a lot of accolades that have happened this week. We've celebrated, of course, the graduation of our Purpose-Driven Developers Academy 2.0, which was fantastic. We were able to have our first time pitch contest, and we had a winner of one of the cadets who was in the academy, and hopefully we can hear from her soon. However, I will like to say that we had a vast majority of talented people who attended and who were actually cadets in the academy.
Yes, yes. And I was just so proud to experience that the other night. And, you know, there's so many success stories there. I know it was hard. You had a tremendous panel of judges, and I know the judges had their hands full with making that choice, because I thought all of the cadets and their business plans were strong, and all of them are winners. And so, but, you know, in any competition, there's only one winner. And so I'm hoping that our winner can be here today as well. Folks, if you're listening, you can join this conversation as you can every week by calling in to the studio. The number is 502-571-1240. We're going to open up the lines at right after the 9:30 break, And you'll be able to call in questions or comments and be a part of Economic Mobility Month. You know, there's going to be Herbert, you on yet? Okay. I want you to remind me at the end of the broadcast. I'm going to put a little teaser out there on how this month is going to end, and we're going to kind of, you know, build a little momentum up to the last show of the month. But I'm excited about today's show, talking about the PDDA cadets, PDDA 2.0 cadets, the Purpose-Driven Developer Academy. They went through a 10-week course. And maybe, Zabiri, it'd be good for our listening audience to know a little bit more about the Purpose-Driven Developer Academy. You know, we can't talk about that without, again, giving kudos to the instructor, lead instructor, Tiffany Williams, a brokerage leader at Eternal LLC. This is our second cohort. But talk about the program in terms of what the program is, and kind of unfold the curriculum, what the cadets have learned and the kind of skills and insights they've gained.
Okay, no problem. So we actually rolled this academy out back on June the 27th of this year, 2023, and it was to commence at September the 5th. However, we did have a couple of classes, including 4th of July, where we had to postpone. So it did end a little bit later. However, I will say that our cadets were very, very vigilant about attending classes and making sure that they brought information into the class and absorbed the information that was provided. And the purpose of our course, of course, was to increase the number of minority developers in the community by preparing the selected people who were in the cohort with real life experiences. We wanted to make sure that we connected them with people who are already in the weeds, people who are already already developers or have already been in that space, in order for them to be able to accommodate and ask any questions that they had in order for clarification or informational purposes. And of course, to achieve our goal, we partnered with industry professionals and the city so we could provide them education and resources needed for their development. As you all know, or if you don't know, there is a lack of minority developers in Louisville, Kentucky, and basically all over the world. There is opportunities out there, and we have to, of course, be able to educate in order for us to advance people to become comfortable in the space of developers.
Yeah, and, you know, it's so important that we do this program and that we do have, like you said, Zabiri, the folks that are comfortable and confident that they can be effective as developers, because being a developer is not easy. It's a business venture. It's risky. You have to have not only a lot of sweat equity, meaning you got to do a lot of work without anybody paying you, and then on top of that, you've got to raise money and put your own money at risk in order to even get into the game of being a real estate developer. So it's not for the faint at heart. It's not for everybody. But we went through a screening process, and maybe you can talk a little bit about, you know, as others think about the next Purpose-Driven Academy, what are we looking for? How do we screen, and how do we make sure folks are ready for that challenge?
Well, first, I want to put a little bit of information out there for our individuals and folks that are listening. So this, of course, like I said, is the 2.0. So this was our second Purpose-Driven Developers Academy course. And this cohort actually that graduated, this is our second class. So the first Purpose-Driven Developers Academy, we received 92 applications who wanted to participate, people who were interested in attending the Purpose-Driven Developers Academy beginner's course. And out of that 92 people, we actually graduated 25 of those individuals. And that was back last year from February 23rd to April the 13th, 2022. That was also a 12-week course. This new course that we just did, which was the Purpose-Driven Developers Academy 2.0, which of course is for more advanced and experienced people who wanted, of course, to take either their business to another level or their ideation to another level in order to complete the task. We had 25 applicants who applied for the Purpose Driven Developers Academy 2.0. And we actually graduated this Tuesday at 6 p.m. We graduated 12 of those 25 individuals who, of course, were actually personally selected from myself, Melissa Birch, which is our executive assistant, and also Miss Tiffany Williams, which is the broker and owner of Eternal LLC. She's also a board member of Louisville Central Community Center, and she's the former NARAD president. So what I wanted to do, of course, was to make sure that we instilled in these cadets more information than we did in the first cohort. And so instead of just giving them information, we also helped them with practical application. So how to apply this, and also, like I said, hooking them up and connecting them to different resources that was out there. We worked closely with the land bank. We worked closely with Stockyards Bank. So that once you do come through the program in the process, you have access to different entities that you might not have had you not went through our course. So this is a great opportunity for people to learn, to be able to be an example. And then, of course, once they learn how to become developers, they can, of course, then share that information in order to increase the amount of minority developers that we have here in Louisville, Kentucky.
And that's what it's about, increasing the number. You know, the tag for a Purpose-Driven Developer Academy is building a community of community builders from within our community. We need more developers. We need more developers. We have too many vacant, abandoned properties throughout our neighborhoods, especially so in West Louisville. And so how does that turn around? We've got to turn it around. And, you know, when that happens, there's so much good that can happen in our community. Many of the problems that our community is facing can be affected. One, you know, we can affect just blight, just pure blight, just riding down blocks and seeing a lot of just boarded up, abandoned properties. That's very depressing, you know, and to turn that around and make those properties put them back on the market, get them fixed up, getting families in them, because blight breeds a lot of other social ills, vagrancy, drug abuse, drug trafficking, you know, everything that happens. A lot of the crime elements in our community come from having too many blighted areas. The first line of defense against any illicit or illegal activity is law-abiding citizenship. And so when people are in neighborhoods, in those homes, watching out for what goes on, reporting things, and sometimes confronting things themselves. You know, we grew up in a time where we didn't depend on the police to, you know, make sure that our communities were safe. You know, citizens who lived in the community took a stand and made sure that everybody was safe. And so we got to get back to those days. And so the Purpose Driven Developer Academy is kind of founded with all of that in mind, and let alone the economic need of this. You know, we talk about West Louisville being a TIF district, and it is. And I know that's for some controversial, but no matter what the controversy is, the fact of the matter is a tax increment finance district can be a very good tool to help neighborhoods rebound. And how does that work? Well, it works by, first of all, having an entity, the West End Opportunity Partnership, and that's comprised of a 21-person board of directors. 9 of those seats are neighborhood leaders, and they're meeting on a regular basis, organizing to plan on how to improve economic conditions in each of the 9 neighborhoods. They're starting out with a seed fund, $30 million seed fund. And it's already money that's been raised. But then again, this is a 30-year commitment. So how does it last for 30 years? Well, the tax increment, it means when the tax base increases, instead of the money going into Frankfurt and going into the general fund at city government, that money comes back into the neighborhood. It comes back into the same group that's administering economic empowerment, economic development in those nine neighborhoods. That's so important. And I want to emphasize something I just said, because you may not have picked it up on the first read. I said increasing the tax base, not the tax rate. And I know part of the concern was people were thinking that it's going to cause people's property taxes to go up and going to make it where it's hard to afford to live in the neighborhoods. That is a myth. It's not true. The tax rate is not planned to go up. The tax base. What do I mean by tax base? Well, two things you got to consider. One is last time I checked, there was data that suggested over 70% of residents in West Louisville were renters. Okay, so that means they had a landlord, somebody else who owned the property. And those people pay property taxes, but the people, the residents, don't pay the property taxes. So that's a part of the tax base, of course, because the property owners, the landlords, do pay taxes, but not the residents. That's the myth part. It's not going to impact a tax burden on low-income families. But the tax base means that in addition to this fact about 70% being renters, we also have too many vacant properties. Iberia, I know you talked about the land bank people, and they came in and did an update on what's going on in the land bank. And I remember them talking about how many thousands of units that are in the land bank, meaning they're not on the tax roll. They're sitting there vacant, boarded up. They're not generating any property tax. So when we get those units back online, they generate property tax. That money does not go back into the general fund. It comes back into the neighborhood for 30 years. So I'm just giving this lesson because it's important to really understand the facts around what TIF means and what it means for economic development and for the economic future of our community. But it starts by increasing the tax base. So we should be very intentional as a community to increase the tax base by getting these properties out of these vacant status, out of these abandoned status, and getting them back on the tax roll. And because that benefits the whole community. Now, we're going to talk about it from a standpoint of how does it benefit the developer? Because the developer is the one taking the risk to do this work. And I just want to kind of pitch it back to you. I've touched on a few things, but one of the things I want to pitch back to you is, you know, as a part of the curriculum, I know the curriculum because we designed it, and I understand what the cadets were looking to learn and how they would be empowered. But talk about this issue of the land bank and how the what the cadets learned from our city officials about how to get access to land, because that's one of the first things you got to have as a developer. You got to have land control of land that you can develop. So talk about that land bank issue and how people can go about learning more about that.
No problem. And actually, first, I'm going to dial back a little bit. I feel like I will be doing an injustice to our cadets without actually letting you all know who those people are, because this is an accolade for them. And so what I want to do is give you the names and basically the companies that they might actually own right now, or the organizations that they might actually work for. So first and foremost, I want to say and give accolades to Miss Angela Sales. She is actually already an investor, and she is the owner of AMS Investments, Inc. And she is actually working in partnership with another one of our cadets, which is Mr. Curtis Eugene Owens. He's a realtor with Breland Group Realtors, and he's been a realtor over 30 years here in Louisville, Kentucky. Very, 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 very advanced person to get to know. If you don't already know him, he has a lot of information that he can share with individuals regarding real estate, the best practices and things of that sort. Then we also have Miss Alicia Burns. She is a real estate agent and a tax specialist. She has actually two careers that she's been working simultaneously at the same time. Her tax specialist company, has, I guess, evolved over the years, so to speak, because she is also very informative of a lot of tax breaks that are out there for people in order for you to take advantage of. She's very, very, very educated on that topic. And if you don't have a tax preparer, I would suggest you reach out to Miss Alicia Burns. Not only is she a real estate agent and a tax specialist, she's also our winner. She was our winner of the pitch contest, and she won $500 to start off her development project that she is working on. Okay, I'll touch a little bit more about that later on, but I did want to make sure I gave her accolades and her flowers while she was still here as a real estate agent, a tax specialist, and our winner of our pitch contest that we had on Tuesday night. We also have Miss Bertina Johnson, Miss Carletta Kilgore. Miss Carletta Kilgore is the owner of CDK Design and Construction, and she's also the owner of Family Matters, which is a visitation center that is actually housed in the old Walnut Street Plaza, where Louisville Central Community Center is located as well. She is on our second floor, and she is doing miraculous things for families, making sure that they have a safe environment for them to visit each other. And she has been doing that for about 5 years now. And so Miss Carletta Kilgore, is already working on projects. She is going to soar this year and beyond. She has an immaculate 5-year plan. If you ever do run across her, I hope you would listen to it, because she is well prepared for this industry. We also have Miss Carlita Clay. We have Mr. CJ Carter. He is a realtor with the Canna Mercial Realty Group, and he has been very informative. Not only with that, he is also a very, very good father. He's brought his kids to every one of our classes and even to the graduation, and they were able to give a pitch as well. And they were, of course, it was astonishing. They got a standing ovation. So that also plays a part in what he is as a person instead of just his company. He is one that, of course, is leading by example for his kids. We also have Mr. Kobe Bentley of Bentley Capital Ventures. Miss Cynthia Gant, Desmond Martin of Martin Elite Realty Company. He is actually the broker and owner of Martin Elite Realty Company. And he has a darling daughter who he's brought to a couple of the classes as well. We've had a nice time interacting with these kids, I tell you. So along with the learning, we actually got to learn, that the kids were also absorbing this information that they were receiving in the Purpose Driven Developers Academy classes as well. We have Miss Rhonda Gummer, who came a little bit later. However, she soared, and she is working on her idea to take it to the next level. And so I do see future bright things for her when it comes to developing. And I hope you all will keep an eye out for her as well. And then last but not least, our last cadet, Mr. Sean Fuqua, he is the manager of Amber Rentals. Okay. All of these individuals, all 12 of these individuals, came with their own information and their own idea of what they wanted to do and accomplish here in Louisville, Kentucky, specifically in West Louisville. And I just look forward to seeing these ideas come to fruition and the productions process, because I've told all of them, make sure you invite me to the construction site, because I want to be there when you, of course, lay that first nail or hire a contractor to lay that first nail.
Amen. So
that is, I know that's a lot, but I
no,
could
that's
not,
great.
I could not do this radio station sit with Mr. Fields without being able to give the accolades to the ones who actually made it possible for us to celebrate the Purpose Driven Developers Academy 2.0. Okay. All right. Now, to get back to what Mr. Fields was saying about the taxes, the vacant, abandoned, and dilapidated properties that are around Louisville, especially in the West Louisville area, and how the land bank has worked with that. So the land bank came in and talked to us. They actually had a special session for us on how to apply to become a contractor through the land bank, how to obtain properties through the land bank, and the process about how the revert program is working with individuals on a selected number of properties that don't need a lot of work to help try to get those advertised. And if they're not obtained within a 3 to 6 month period, They then go back to the land bank for general population, where then our purpose-driven developers can obtain those properties and, of course, then make them more livable and sustainable housing in order for people to be able to buy those properties. And then also the land bank, hence, also has a lot of vacant properties that are is just land. There's no actual building or structure on that land. And so that is a blank slate for a lot of our developers. And the fact that they were able to reach out to our developers and let them know about that process hand in hand speaks volumes. There are, yes, a lot of properties out there, but sometimes we can get into the mix of being going through the weeds or being confused about the paperwork that needs to be done, how to log on, how to, you know, get established. And they took time to out of their day to come to the class and explain that process and answer any questions that any of our future developers had for that process. Now, that not all of them might not go through the land bank. However, to know that that's an option for your production or for your project is always a bonus.
Awesome. Awesome. And I thank you for explaining that, because I know that, like you said, those processes can be complex. But that's why we have a developer academy, is to help simplify all the complexities of that. And also, it's all about building relationships. So having people, you know, from the city, the land bank authority managers come in and meet with our cadets and, you know, build those personal connections. That's all very important from a business standpoint. You know, those, it's all about relationships in business. And I really appreciate what you shared and what the cadets learned. I really appreciate you highlighting each one of them, too, because you're right. It's all about them. And it's all about, you know, the impact of the work. One of the things that happened, and I thought it was just so providential, that on October 3rd, the same day of our graduation ceremony for the Purpose Driven Developer Academy, our mayor, Craig Greenberg, made a big public announcement, and it was all about affordable housing development. And the mayor has set a goal for 15,000 new units of affordable housing throughout the county, he said, not just in the West End, but throughout the county. And that's important. But the whole idea is, you know, he has the same vision for increasing housing availability. And what we're doing from our standpoint is creating more capacity from within our community of having developers that can help to meet that need. So I'm just so proud of you, Zaberia, proud of certainly Tiffany. She's been with us now, you know, since we started the Developer Academy. And she is a phenomenal instructor, a great leader. We're going to be celebrating her as a part of our award celebration here on the Economic Summit. We're going to take a break here in a moment. And when we come back, we're going to continue the conversation. And Brother Herbert, you probably want to get this seat back over here on this side since our other guests hadn't arrived. But we're going to take a break, and we'll come back and continue the conversation with Zaberia Perrier, Herbert Johnson, talking about the Purpose Driven Developer Academy, talking about other things happening throughout the month of October. This is October, and this is Economic Mobility Month at LCCC, and hopefully throughout this community, because we want to mobilize and engage our community throughout. And it's not just about our work, but it's about, you know, bringing our community together, focusing on economic empowerment. So let's take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Louisville Central Community Centers is celebrating 75 years of service to the community. LCCC is officially announcing the 75-year challenge and pledge. Join in the celebration and pledge your support by donating $75 today. Your donation goes directly to support the families we serve daily. Mail your donations to LCCC, 1300 West Muhammad Ali, 40203. Call 502-853-8821 or log on to LCCCnews.org.
Are you ready to make a real impact in your community? Look no further than AmeriCorps Vista's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project at LCCC. Become a Vista Community Impact Ambassador. Become a catalyst for positive change. Picture yourself working hand in hand with local leaders, organizations, and residents to empower the Russell neighborhood. As a VISTA volunteer, you'll play a vital role in creating lasting solutions to address poverty and inequality. Your dedication will help build a stronger, more vibrant community for everyone. Make a difference, make connections, and make memories that will last a lifetime. Join the AmeriCorps VISTA team at LCCC's Russell Neighborhood Capacity Building Project today. Visit our website at lcccnews.org to learn more and apply. Be the change you want to see in the world. Become AmeriCorps VISTA Community Impact Ambassador, where your passions meet action.
Okay, yeah.
And welcome back to Russell on the Move. Kevin Fields, CEO of the LCCC. Here in the studio with Zaberia Perrier, Herbert Johnson, and we're celebrating the first of a series. October is Economic Mobility Month, and if you haven't heard us say it, you're going to hear it again, again and again throughout the month of October, because we want to bring energy and focus to this glaring issue of economic empowerment and the need for it. And we've taken on this issue for many, many years as an organization and not going to stop because we have a challenge that we've yet to overcome. I should have said at the beginning, we had a powerful, powerful show last week with Reverend Dr. Kevin W. Cosby, the senior pastor. And let me just do it like Pastor did it. Pastor said, you know, as he introduced himself, I loved his P to the fifth power, P, 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 P.
Yeah.
And first being he's the person, the partner, Sister Barnetta, the parent to Dr. Christine and Brother Kevin, the preacher, St. Stephen Church, proud of our church, proud of our pastor, and also the president of Simmons College of Kentucky. We had Doc in the show last week, and if you were not available to hear that show, you can go out on our website, lcccnews.org, and listen to the podcast. We were talking about the book Getting to the Promised Land, and where I was going with that is the reason why we're still on this whole issue of economic empowerment is because, as Doc said last week, we have not gotten there yet. We're still trying to get there. We know the battle cry of the 60s, we shall overcome. Some of us have, many of us have not. And so we want to continue that to empower others to be, better, more prosperous, and ultimately wealthy. This whole idea of closing the wealth gap is real and near and dear to us. We're going to continue the conversation. Brother Herbert, how you feel this morning?
I feel great, Kevin. Good to be here this morning. A little late on as far as halfway through the show, but it's good to be seen and alive, right and heard, right? So welcome, Louisville community. I hope everybody's listening because we've got good information from Zaberia and Purpose Driven Academy. But I do have a question for Zaberia. What is the difference between traditional lending and developer lending? Is there a difference?
There actually is. So different banks have different appetites for different things. So first and foremost, you would have to find either a bank or a financial institution that has an appetite for developers. You know, it's a little bit different when you're developing something that you're not going to live in, as opposed to being a single family or a residential owner where you're actually going to reside inside of that structure. And so sometimes people find that a little bit risky because it's a return on investment. If I lend you this money, will your development process or your development project get us our money back? And so as a difference with, okay, if you're living in this house, you have to pay your mortgage. So we expect to get that mortgage payment. However, when you're a developer, you're actually getting a big lump sum and you're expected to pay that back whenever you do sell or lease that property. They have to be able to trust that you're going to be able to pay that money back when you get that money or that loan in that big lump sum.
Good one. Good answer.
Yeah. So we're going to continue to talk about the Developer Academy and some other elements of Economic Mobility Month and the pitch competition. We had a winner, but we had every one of the cadets made a very powerful pitch.
Well, Mr. Fields, let me butt in here real quick.
Yeah, sure.
So, yes, we did have a winner. That winner, of course, won the monetary value that was given as far as a gift. However, everybody was a winner, and everybody will continue to be winners. And the reason why is because they gained so much information, whether it was one slight thing that they learned from an individual who took their time out to come and speak to the class, or if it was the courage that they got in order for them to give or deliver their pitch. Some people came in who had never been able to stand in front of a crowd. And I saw it wasn't just a one time thing. It wasn't just a one time pitch effort. I saw from the process, the acceleration of the class to the end when they gave their pitch, I saw the growth. Miss Tiffany saw the growth from what they did at the beginning to what they did at the end. And so that right there makes them a winner, because they now have a little bit more confidence for whenever they do meet that right person, an investor or go to the bank, they now have that confidence in order to sell their project.
And they got so much out of the pitch competition, because the panel of judges were superb. With, you know, they were more than judges. They were mentors. They were professional advisors. They were presenting their ability to listen to a 1 minute pitch and analyze it and give feedback, very profound feedback. I was so impressed with those judges. Let me remind our listeners, our line is open here at the show. You can call in with questions or comments. The number here is 502-571-1240. And we want to hear from you about the Purpose Driven Developer Academy, your thoughts, your questions. We're going to be thinking about our next cohort for 2024. And, you know, we want to, you know, design our next cohort with your voice in mind. So if you have any questions or comments or anything you'd like to know about that, Zabiria Pierre is here. Herbert Johnson is here, myself. We'd be glad to listen and hear from you. But Zabiria, talk about the panel of judges. I was just so impressed with those three men.
Okay, yes. So our panel of judges, who, of course, dedicated their time again, free of charge, because I'm quite sure they charged for the information that they were able to give. However, one of those individuals, his name is Matthew Harrell. If you don't know about him, you need to look him up. He is actually the president and CEO of APK Development and Construction. He has been doing it for years. He actually learned under another developer, which is the reason why he's giving back, in order for him to become the excellent developer that he is of his development and construction company.
And I got to shout out his mentor, because he's also a dear friend, Brother Clifford Turner, one of the first emerging black developers in this market, going back over 30 years ago, and became a national leader, national NARAB president, and went around the country talking about how he did development, and pretty much became, you know, the authority figure that many blacks around America wanted to hear from. So, yeah, when Matthew and Clifford hooked up, yeah, that helped Matt a lot, because Matthew was powerful by himself, but to be able to have an understudy who he still reveres to his day, because I've never heard him speak without bringing up Brother Clifford.
Yes, that is correct. And the fact that he also brought in information that he actually used to sleep on the hotel floors of Mr. Clifford in order for him to learn and absorb that information. And that's how powerful that it has to be when you go to, of course, try to strive to get to your goal. You have to make sure that you're ready to make those sacrifices. Nothing is given in this world. You have to take it. And so he took that information that he got, and he was able to excel to where he's at now. But he started from the ground and has worked his way up. So I would like to give accolades to him as well and thank him for not only being one of our judges, but also taking the time to come and speak to our cadets at one of our 10-week sessions. Also, next would be Mr. Laurent Hopokin. He is the Director of Engagement and Outreach with Stock Your Bank and Trust. He has lent his information, his knowledge, his time to let our individuals know about the loan process that's dealing with developing, getting a loan through for development. And he has also lent his hand to say, hey, if there's something that you need, please reach out to me. I will be able to let you know. I will process your paperwork. I will let you know what you need, what you're lacking, in order for us to get you to that point where you're able to be loan worthy. Okay, so if that can speak on how valuable the information was that a lot of our cadets received, that right there alone is priceless. There's many times that us as African Americans go into banks and we don't know what information we're supposed to bring. We don't know what they expect from us. And having a person like this on our side, you know, who we're able to, of course, call and contact, has been nothing but miraculous. And I look forward to, of course, our developers reaching back out to him for more information and to possibly get loans through Stockyard Bank and Trust.
Yeah, this is a great panel, Herbert. That was something to behold. I just learned a lot myself, just listening and observing, and was just so proud to see those moments and did a lot of recording of what was going on. So there's going to be some additional information I'm sure we'll be sharing about the Purpose Driven Developer Academy. Let's talk a little bit more about.
Hold on. We got one more.
One more.
Yeah, we had three judges.
Come on.
Oh, Brother Tony, I'm
yes.
so sorry.
Yes,
don't
yes,
tell
yes.
him.
We
don't
can't.
Tell him.
Look, I forgot his name on Tuesday. You got to stop. Because he's not going to give as much as he's been giving of his time to us at Louisville Central Community Center.
He's a powerhouse. You go ahead.
Okay, so our last but not least judge that actually came in at the last moment, and that speaks a lot on him, on his behalf. He could not want to be anywhere else besides at our Developers Academy graduation was Mr. Anthony Silver. He is the owner and founder of Red Door Properties Group. So you might not know him personally, but if you drove by a house that had a red door, I can guarantee you probably 9 times out of 10, he was the one who went in, renovated that property, and resold that property. He wanted to make sure that all the properties that he renovated were of great quality. I mean, they have so much advancements in these properties. He makes sure that you actually feel like you're in a lap of luxury when you buy one of his properties. So no matter where the location is, now he does focus a lot of his attention in the West Louisville area, but he will, you know, of course, extend himself to other places wherever the opportunity arises. But I will tell you this, go into one of those Red Door properties, even when he has it listed for sale, go into one of those and you will be stunned and amazed. And not only is he doing things for us, you know, for Louisville Central Community Center and our Purpose-Driven Developers 2.0 Academy and the cadets. However, he is also a big part of a mentorship that I just learned of young African-American males. Now, I mean, I think it's called Men on the Move, but this is a group of nothing but young males, young adolescent males. He takes the time to take them through the property from the beginning of the stage to the end of the stage. And the fact that he is putting back into his community is, it speaks value. It speaks so much on his character because he does not get paid for this. And the fact that all of our panelists, all of our judges who were judges this last Tuesday, they actually gave constructive criticism. They gave so much criticism and so much constructiveness that they were able to basically... I believe Mr. Tony said it, Anthony Silver said it, said it the right way. Basically, when we were in there, he said the information that the judges are giving you, he said that's $1 million worth of information, and they're giving it for free. They took the time out to actually take 5-10 minutes to explain where the weaknesses were, where the strengths were, whether the idea was a great idea or they might have needed to, flush it out a little bit. These are the things that are invaluable that you get with the Purpose Driven Developers Academy at Louisville Central Community Center.
These are intangibles. You can't get this stuff. And I said to the community, as an organization, we do believe in the power of leadership and the power of leading with vision. We talk about it. When you listen to this broadcast, we lead with vision. I say that because not to talk about anybody else but us, but the Purpose Driven Developer Academy is not a heavily funded program. We're not operating on a special grant from anybody. And we do attract dollars. We do reach out for sponsorship. We do want to thank PNC Bank for stepping up with the grants, mini grant for us. Shout out to Deborah Williams, Renita Rosa for working with us PNC. Also, we got help from the Affordable Housing Trust Fund. I want to shout out Christy McCravey and Richard Ballard, my nephew, for stepping up and helping us. But, you know, those were dollars just to help us to, you know, do some accolades and keep the lights on and, you know, pay some of the basics. But this is an unfunded mandate, but the mandate is real. It's a mandate we put on ourselves because we want to make sure that we do our best to empower our community because that's our mission, and to empower. And so I just want to thank you, Zaberia. The energy you bring is contagious, and I think that's really needed because it's easy in this community to walk around and be distressed and depressed, but we need high energy to inspire.
That's right. That's right.
And that's what we're doing here. And folks, I do remind you, we got about 10 minutes. The lines are open. If you want to call in with a question or comment, you're welcome to 571-1240. I do want to spend a few minutes going on talking about the rest of the month and the rest of the shows. We've got a big show lined up next week, but also we've got 7 events that we are advertising Economic Mobility Month, and we got some others that even not even on the calendar. Thank you. So Herbert, what do you think about all this Economic Mobility Month? And you know, as a Vista capacity builder, and working with us in this area, BIC and Economic Empowerment, this should mean a lot to you as well.
It does mean a lot, Kevin. First of all, I just want to say to the audience that everybody tell somebody about this radio show. This is Russ on the Move, doing it every week, and there's a lot of good information. But more importantly, it's giving you something that you can actually sustain and go out and do some things for your family, your community, all in one breath, right? And, you know, I just applaud, you know, what LCC is doing, Kevin, from the standpoint of, you know, empowering the community. And it's very important. I'm not saying that everybody fits a certain model or whatever, but it's just the information that people need to hear that, you know, things have changed since 1960 or 1950. And we need to look at, you know, the changes that the community is making and get involved. So that's one thing. But back to the October month, we've got full activities as far as Economic Mobility Month. I think from looking at, we got about 10 different events going on, all of us about, you know, making people, building wealth in the community, building wealth for your family. So there's a lot of good exchange and engagement that's going to take place in the month of October. Zyberia's got all the information online and stuff like that, if I'm correct, Zyberia. So, yeah. You know, go to our website.
Thanks to Miss Melissa Birch, the executive assistant. Exactly. She has done every month. She has put together different programs that we are hosting at Louisville Central Community Center, and she's making sure that information gets out there. If you don't have anything to do, please contact us, and we can get you added to our constant contact. And that way, when this information goes out, your information, you will get direct resources from Miss Melissa Birch from the Constant Contact to let you know of upcoming events.
You know, speaking of Melissa, I gotta give a shout out to her because, you know, being in leadership over the years, you know, through my career, I've never seen anybody juggle so many balls. You know what I mean? So, you know, kudos to her for, you know, what she does and getting the information out. And again, you know, just go to our website and look at what's happening in October. The big thing we got October the 20th is our summit, and we're going to talk about food disparity, entrepreneurship focused on the beverage business and the food business. We got, you know, keynote speaker is going to be Mr. James with the Dirty Curve, and that's going to be a great opportunity to hear about what's going on with, you know, food in the community. But I think, you know, more importantly, that a lot of people just need to sit down and, you know, be come to it and be a part of what's going on in the city. There's a lot of wealth information. I mean, working with Zyberia and Melissa, you know, putting this thing together. I mean, it's like I can't wait to the 20th. I mean, it's going to be so much hype around, you know, education. So, you know, be a part of that. Come on out, and we'll have a good time.
Yeah, and I appreciate you guys shouting out Melissa. She is phenomenal. We have a phenomenal team. Trina Tinsley, our comptroller, Deborah Grant, our ops director, phenomenal job. Antoinette Gray, who runs our Mini-Versity Child Development Center. Awesome teams. Iberia Perrier, who heads up our economic mobility work. And, you know, we just have a strong team. All of our VISTAs bring capacity that we wouldn't have. But, you know, in addition to that, we have great partnerships. I was so impressed with yesterday's committee. We had about 20 people on one call, everybody aiming to help us have a powerful day. On
about 35.
Was it 35?
Yes, wow. It was.
Well, see, there we go. So we got tremendous collaboration going on. So that's what it takes. And that's what it is. We're building community. That's the art of community building. We have to come together, convene, and organize and move us in the right direction. I do want to plug some of the other activity, because between now and next week's show, we would have had on Tuesday the 10th, the mayor's contracting or equity in contracting and procurement task force matchmaker event happening on our campus at 4 o'clock. Shout out to Tony Parrott with MSD who heads that up. We've got all of the agencies of city government coming in with all their purchasing people to do an opportunity fair. And I was at that event last year and it was off the chain. Over 300 people came in and packed out the place. And there was a lot of networking going on. And hopefully, it's hard to measure Zyberia, but hopefully there's some deals made, because that's what it's all about, is getting people connected. On the 17th, we've got the El Salvador Friendship Exchange presented by Rotary Club of Louisville. Shout out to my Rotarians, President Kevin Lynch, and a team at Rotary Club, Delene Taylor, who's a phenomenal executive director there. Today is the day for Rotary, so if you want to learn more about being a Rotarian, let me know. Proud to be on the board there and proud to chair the DEI committee. But that's on the 17th. If you just want to learn from our friends from El Salvador, who are Rotarians, who are coming to Louisville for an exchange, they're going to hang out with us for about an hour and a half on the 17th. Then we've already talked about what's happening on the 20th, but I want to plug the second part of the 20th, because we've already talked about the summit, and I love the theme, the empty pantry theme, empty pantry, the state of food insecurity. But in addition to that, we've got after that forum, and we're going to unpack it again next week because I'm excited about next week's show. The Reverend Dr. Vincent James, senior pastor of Elam Missionary Baptist Church, who is also the president and CEO of Dare to Care, who's leading in the food commodity exchange business on behalf of underserved community here in West Louisville. He's going to be here. He's our keynote speaker, and he's going to be our special guest on next week's show. I'm excited, really, to work again with Reverend James. You know, he, for many years, was the city's chief of community building, and he understands the importance of community engagement, community building, and he's excited to be a part of our summit. And then we're going to be talking the following week more about the Sam Watkins Jr. Light the Way Entrepreneurial Excellence Award. And, you know, I guess we can publicize it as of today. We have 6 award categories, and I'm going to run through them real quick, because if you haven't gotten this news, like Zyberia said, check us out. Make sure you're getting the information either through email or through our social media. But I just want for our listening audience to know we've got 6 categories. Very proud of each one of these honorees. The first category is arts and culture. And this year's nominee will be selected on the 20th is none other than Lamont Collins with the Roots 101 African American Museum. Brother Lamont is a powerhouse. He's a friend, childhood friend. I've known him most of my life, and I'm very proud to partner with him. He's been with us throughout this past summer. But more than that, he's just impacting not only Louisville but the nation, because he's a major tourist attraction, the African American Museum called Roots 101. Then our mission of advancing equity is carried out in a very professional and dignified way as a consulting body, and that is Miss Letty Johnson. She's going to receive the Advancing Equity Award. Gifted by Design Leadership and Consulting is her business. And Letty is just a powerhouse. She helped us in 2018 to organize our strategic plan, helping to co-facilitate our strategic planning process. And that's why we talk about advancing equity today. That's why we talk about leading with vision. That's why we talk about doing what we do from a mission standpoint. It has a lot to do with us just, you know, peeling back the layers of what's plaguing our society and then figuring out what we got to do to address it. The next category is leadership. Wow, this lady here, I'm so proud to have her as a friend and a colleague and a board member at LCCC, who chairs our Neighborhood Development Real Estate Committee, and that is Tiffany Williams, Eternal LLC. She wears many other titles, former president of NARAB, CEO and founder of Eternal LLC, and the lead instructor of the Purpose Driven Developer Academy. And that's just a few of her titles. And so she's going to be getting that leadership award. Startup and innovation is the next category. And who could do better than the Black Coffee? You know, we've been celebrating Black Coffee since they opened. Herbert and I have been making it a tradition to go over there and meet us at the Black Coffee after the show. So proud of Ronyelle Smith and her team, including her husband, Kevin, the Black Coffee Cafe. And we win the Startup Innovation Award. Next is economic development. William Starks, G. Starks Realty. I'm going to put in Sister Christine Starks as well, because between G. Starks Realty and Leverage Property Management, that is a power couple that's really doing great work. And so the Economic Development Award under the Light the Way Award is going to that team there. And then acceleration and growth, and these brothers that we've known since they were young, Herbert, the Bro Brothers. I don't know if you remember Vic Yarbrough.
Oh, yeah. I remember Victor.
And Edith. But these guys, Chris Yarbrough, coached him in Little League, and Victor and Bryson, the Bro Brothers and the Bro Brothers Distillery. Getting that award. Just so proud of these recipients. So that's all going to be unpacked in more detail.
Before we end, I do want to give a shout out to one of your close friends who you helped to get us introduced to for the Purpose Driven Developers Academy, Miss Sheila Wade. She came at the drop of a dime and shared a lot of her information. She is retired, but she shared a lot of her information with our cadets on zoning and ordinances here in Louisville, Kentucky. So I couldn't go without actually giving her accolades as well.
Thank you for doing that. She's a buzzette, Herbert.
Yeah, buzzette. Yeah,
she's a buzzette.
Right.
Don't basically know what she means by that, but hope you're listening, Sheila. Love you and Ursula and the family. But thank you for doing that. I do have one other teaser, Brother Vince. I know we're at the hour, but throughout the month, we've talked about some upcoming shows. The last show of the month, we're gonna make it a special broadcast, because our community probably had learned back in August about me being involved in an ethics commission trial that happened in August, and by the end of this month, there should be a ruling on that trial, and I don't know what that ruling is going to be. But I do know that there are facts of that matter that need to be told. And so we're going to dedicate the last show of this month to just unpacking the facts of that. So stay tuned to that. It's going to be a special edition of Russell on the Move. I believe the date is the 26th of October. And I'm just going to tease it out today. We're going to tease it out again next week and the following week, because I really want the community to learn about the facts of that ethics trial from none other than me, who was the complainant in that trial. And so you're going to learn about that later. So stay tuned. But until next week, guys, we hate to close today's show because there's so much energy in the room. Thank you, Zyberia Perrier. Thank you, Herbert Johnson. But we're going to sign off for this week. Until next week, be blessed, be safe. God bless you.